Welcome to the Beauty of Ayurveda podcast with me, your host, Anita Kaushal. Today, I'm going to be walking you through Pitta Dosha. I'll share a little bit about the main characteristics of this mind-body type. Then I'll walk you through the signs of imbalance and a little of what you can do to get back into balance. So firstly, what is Pitta Dosha? Well, there are three main mind-body types, and then these are further broken down into subcategories. A dosha translates quite literally to a fault, but what we're describing here is one's elemental mind-body type. Vegetable, mineral, animal, we each have a mind-body type, which is made of the five elements. Now, those are space, air, fire, earth, and water. So just think of anything in nature, think of anything in your home, it will have these qualities. Now some of us will have more of one elemental quality than another. In the case of Pitta Dosha, we are describing the elemental quality that is principally fire. So Pitta types. In Ayurveda, we describe people through qualities and characteristics. When we're talking about a Pitta Dosha, which is fire and water, but predominantly fire, what are the characteristics you naturally think of? You'll sort of learn as you learn more about Ayurveda that you will intuitively know how to learn about your mind and body type through these characteristics. So fire is sharp and it's hot and it's light and it's acidic and mobile and liquid and intense. These are also characters that describe a Pitta mind body type. In terms of their physical body, they're quite muscly. They're quite easily cut. They can lose weight easily, they can put on weight easily. They have quite deep set medium eyes and quite a piercing gaze. If you want to think about who that might be, think of someone like Jennifer Aniston. Quite ruddy, rosy complexions and medium skin. Their hair is rather fine and oily, but they are physically strong, athletic. They have very, very good appetite. And they tend to be pretty strong and robust. Their digestive fire, which is what it's all about, tends to burn through food. They need their three meals a day, but they are able to eat more than others without putting on as much weight as others because they're burning it all the time. What is brilliant about them in terms of characteristics? These people are very, very sharp minded. They are able to cut through the noise. They're very, very focused. They can drive into the detail really quickly. You'd love to have a manager or a CEO or a mentor or a leader as a Pitta because they will really be able to just sort of drill down to the detail that matters. They're very focused and very ambitious. They are type A personalities. They're list makers. They're opinionated. They're very witty as well. They have very, very high standards. Now, they have those standards on the slightly negative, these warrior type, fiery, fast characters. The problem with their high standards is it's never good enough for them. They will find the potential fault. They will find the potential issue with anything that is being done. It's a positive because it wards off any problems. But it's a negative because sometimes if you just let things be, they may not be the best, but they'll probably be good enough. So that's kind of their Pitta's lesson in life, is really to learn to be compassionate for themselves and others, for them to learn to let go of needing perfection. It's who they are. It's a tricky one, but that's what they've got to let go of. And I know I'm guilty of that in my own work. And work is actually a very big part of their life. They're very, very focused on their work. They're very goal-orientated. On the positive, they will not let you down. If you set them a work task, they will not let you down even at their detriment, even if that means working when they needn't work, even if that means others slack off, they will not slack off. They will take on the weight of it and just get it done because they promise they will get it done. they're reliable. So that's a good thing, but it's a bad thing, because what happens with pitta is if they don't take care of themselves because they're doing so much, they can suddenly just, the fire can burn out or it can explode. If they burn out, they then just suddenly have nothing left to give. And if they explode, that's not fun for anyone around them, least of all themselves. They, as I say, can be very critical of themselves and of others. So when you come to a pitta person with an idea, the first thing the pitta person will say is, what a brilliant idea. The first thing they will say is, yeah, but did you think about duh? And it will be an angle or a problem that no one really had thought about. And it is a legitimate problem, but they need to first go to the, it's a brilliant idea, but. So again, this is a learning. So they are quite sharp-tongued as well. They can be quite, they kind of don't pussyfoot around. They won't be kind of polite about what they want to say. They'll just cut to the chase, and that's just who they are. It's not meant in a aggressive, negative way. It's just who they are. So if you accept that, then you're less likely to get hurt as well. But on the whole, you do want them as you're in a position of power, because they will get things done. They will bring an energy to it that others really won't be able to bring, and they'll see it through to fruition. But you don't want to work with them if you're super sensitive and you don't take kindly to just direct, honest feedback. I think pitta, cool down, man, cool down. I think what happens with pitta, and I know it because I have a pitta energy at work, is if pitta people are careful and they do their morning practices, they really, really need routine, and it's important to give time to those morning practices that start the day right, then that sharp energy just is pacified. So it's really, really important. I'll go on to more of that later. In terms of sleep patterns, pitta are excellent at sleeping. They fall asleep really quickly. They sleep soundly. They may wake, but they fall asleep quickly. They fall back to sleep pretty quickly. What would happen is if they had things on their mind, they might wake and start to try and put those things right there and then. They might try and find solutions in the middle of the night, which is not ideal because it's sleep time. So good idea to put the phone in another room, but have a pen and pencil and pad by your bed. So if you do have to write it down, you can write it down and then go back to sleep. Definitely don't have the phone in your room, and that's true of anybody. So that's a little bit about them physically and mentally and emotionally. And now I'll tell you the signs of imbalance. So what happens to pitta? How do you know that your pitta is out of balance? Because if you're in balance, you lovely pitta are a superstar. You get things done, you're bright, you're analytical, you are focused, and you're a dynamo. But if you don't look after yourself, which is quite often the case with you, if you don't look after yourself, how will you know that your pitta is out of imbalance? It's pretty straightforward, actually. You'll see it. You'll see it on your body. You don't need a doctor for it, and certainly not in the beginning. And you really want to get into the habit of really never needing a doctor, because you're constantly checking in with how you're feeling. So pitta will know it on the skin, because they'll become spotty, they'll develop a rash, they'll have sensitivity, itchiness, maybe it will bleeding gums, hot flushes, cirrhosis. These are all things that happen to the skin when pitta is out of imbalance. To the mind, pittas become irritable, they become angry, they become critical of themselves, of others, a little bit judgmental, and a little bit OCD, wanting a place to be clean. Oh my God, I am so OCD sometimes. And also they'll have a feeling of discontent, even when actually there is no reason for it, because the world is overall damn good. We are lucky, you know. I'm sitting here talking to you on the podcast, and if you're listening, we're all in a damn good place. But pitters can still be overcome by a sense of discontentment of the mind when they don't look after themselves. Other signs are things like an insatiable hunger, a thirst, loose stools, oscillating between low and high blood pressure, hiccups, acid reflux, heartburn, ulcers, indigestion, inflamed joints, excessive sweating of the body and body odour that is not very pleasant. We really shouldn't need to wear deodorant if we have a healthy diet and a healthy mind. But the sweating and the smell will be quite unpleasant if pitta is out of balance. You'll also know that pitta is out of balance if you look at your tongue every morning. If you have a yellow coating and you can feel a sort of bitter taste in your mouth and your breath is not very pleasant, those are all sure signs of a pitta imbalance. So take note, do something about it there and then. You'll also notice that your stools may be, as I said, quite loose and they'll be yellowish in colour. You may have a sour smelling stool, and also you may experience a burning sensation when you eliminate, I can never say that word properly. That again is a sign of a pitta imbalance. Pitta people's eyes tend to be quite sensitive. So me, when I'm walking outdoors, even if it's not a really bright day, I might need to wear glasses, sunglasses, because my eyes are that bit more sensitive, and that's what you may find. You also might find your eyes get bloodshot sometimes, and that you experience a burning sensation in your eyes and just a general sensitivity to light. You might, if you have pitta imbalances, suffer from headaches. As I say, your hair is more likely to be thinning, but you may also experience hair loss, dizzy spells, ulcers, heavy, painful monthly periods. Now, if you let this go on too long, if you sort of say, oh, well, never mind, this is the way we live, never mind, these are just small irritations and I'm strong and wonderful, I'll get through it, then watch out, baby, because it's going to get worse. And the worst things that can happen then are bladder and kidney infections, chronic fatigue syndrome, autoimmune disease, MS, hypertension, gout, inflammatory arthritis, blood clots, bleeding disorders, strokes. These are all signs that you have let the imbalance go on for too long. So what happens is we get this little pitta imbalance, and it's because of the digestive system, because of toxins in the body, and we allow it to continue. So the toxins then move to other parts of the body, and in pitta they will move to the parts that cause these issues. And in Vata, they'll move to the parts that cause other issues. So this is what you've got to be mindful of. It doesn't sound fun, right? It doesn't even have to happen. You can do something about it. And most of it is not hereditary. Most of it is us just not listening to our mind and body. And in the case of pitta, just being too hard on themselves, not giving themselves a break, not being kind to themselves, not showing compassion for themselves, and just being go, go, go. Now, if you watch that, you will avoid the burnout and you will avoid all these other symptoms that can occur. Now, of course, diet and lifestyle play a major part of supporting these imbalances to get back into balance. So especially when they're at the initial stages, when you can see them, but they're not debilitative. So let me tell you what you can do as a pitta to get back into balance. Pitta, as I mentioned, is governed by the digestive fire, the digestive system. But this is not simply about what we're eating and how we digest our food. It's about how we process thoughts and ideas and how we process sights and tastes and smells. It's everything to do with the way we assimilate and digest. And a really simple but intuitive way to think about it is to remember the mantra, like attracts like. So if you're feeling an imbalance of pitta, you don't want to be eating too many spicy hot foods or sitting out in the midday sun. You want to do the opposite. And we do this intuitively. We just need to listen and pay attention to that. So you'll have perhaps said to yourself, oh, I need to cool down. That may have been physically, and it may have been mentally, because you're doing what your body needs. So get used to doing that. We are also what we eat. So it's important to be mindful of the tastes and the foods that will increase pitta. Now, these are pungent, sour and salty foods. Too much of that. Fermented foods, sour fruits, cheese, sadly caffeine. I love my morning coffee, but I've got to go down on that a little bit when things are out of balance. Alcohol. Again, have it, but if you can feel your pitta increasing and rising, please, please go easy on it. Spicy foods and also specifically things like tomatoes and onions are really not good when your pitta is out of balance. You can, however, enjoy sweet, astringent and bitter foods because these will bring down the imbalance. And when I say sweet, I don't mean a Mars bar. I mean sweet, natural sweet fruits and coconut water, and then you can have leafy green vegetables and lentils and beans and cucumbers and grapes. These are all really lovely to cool down the pitta. And while we're talking about digestion, do not get caught up on really expensive marketing hype organic foods, because if you're not digesting them properly, because you're sitting there watching TV while you eat, or your mind is disturbed because you've just had an argument with somebody, but you're aimlessly eating because you want to push down the feeling, you will get no nutrients from that really expensive food that you bought. So it's kind of wasted. So make sure you're in the right frame of mind when you eat. Also, chew your food till it's almost watery. Don't just sort of chew it a couple of times and then swallow it, because if you do that, these food particles will not be digested properly, and that's when they turn to ama. And when they turn to ama, they tend to settle in different parts of the body depending on your most dominant dosha. So in a pitta person, you'll first see the issue on the skin. So before you buy our lovely, brilliant Agni concentrate, think about eating slowly and mindfully, because that's really, really going to help your skin more than anything. And then our concentrate is the icing. As well as food, there are daily rituals that will help you to feel more balanced. Pitta people, I really do want you to experience your passionate, charming, joyful nature. Really, really want you to experience a return to self. So pay attention to these small but simple measures that you can take. Now, luckily, daily schedule is very important to you. So it shouldn't be difficult for you to stick to rituals. But what you're not good at doing is sticking to rituals that support you. You know, you'll do everything else. You'll work, you'll support others. You won't support yourself. So this is super important. Wake before sunrise if you can. Now, obviously, it's a different time in the East and the West, so you needn't wake, you know, 5 in the morning, because that's not our body clock here. But do try and wake before sunrise. Drink a glass of room temperature water. Ideally, now is the time to empty your bowels. And if you're struggling with that, then you might want to add our organic triphala into your diet. Do your oral skin, your oral routine, your mouth care routine, and do your tongue scraping. And as I said earlier, look for signs of imbalance on your tongue. Then you'll want to take a cool shower and give yourself a really nice, loving Abhyanga massage with our cooling serenity oil. It's a lovely, lovely oil. It's so important for yourself to show yourself loving kindness. Actually, a really nice meditation or mantra you can say while you do this is, may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy and free from suffering. And that's a lovely one to then say for someone else you love. Then say it for someone you have a bit of a gripe with, and then say it for someone you barely know, so that you take in all that is. Or another lovely, very short one is, I value myself and others for who they are, as they are. Then you want to sit down to a meditation, maybe do some cooling breath, a few yoga asanas, and then once you're ready, maybe that's the time to head out for your little bit of vitamin D, because the midday sun is just too strong for you. Now that's done and you go about your day. Always, I think it's, if you can, when you enter a room, think about the energy you're bringing with you, because it is all, it's all me, myself and I, what you give, what you get, it's all connected. So get about your day and have your largest meal in the afternoon, you know, the midday. The midday sun is at its strongest, as is your digestive fire. In the evening, you want to have a very light meal, and that's a good time to then go for a walk to connect with nature, to aid your digestion. And when you connect with nature, you'll see that you need not control everything. There is a higher power and it's working to guide you. So don't try and get it all right, because there's a lot behind the scenes that's doing it for you if you just step out of the way. Then enjoy a warm bath with our healing salts, because that will get the toxins moving out of your body. And then again, have a little massage. Now, if you don't want to do a full body Abhyanga, which actually doesn't take any time at all, but if you don't want to do that, just focus on your hands, your feet, your head and your belly button, your tummy area. And then now is a good time to settle down for a short meditation. A good time to write your gratitude list, because if you focus on all the things you love, you'll see there is just so much more to focus on that is good than is a problem or lack. Then settle down for a nice inspiring book, something that will just be gentle, and sit on a gentle sofa or a gentle soft bed with cushions around you, because you can be so hard on yourself, figuratively speaking, that you want as much comfort and joy as you can muster. So that is your day. It's the most important thing is, as I say, to make time in your day, particularly in the morning and evening, where it's about you, where it's not for any goal setting, it's not for achieving anything, it's not for a perfect yoga pose, it's just to give compassion to yourself, because you're doing damn well. So drop it and be kind.